Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump under fire from Democrats and some establishment Republicans for not committing to a peaceful transition of power if he was to lose November's election. During a White House briefing yesterday, the president said we should see what happens, appearing to bring up his frustration again over mail-in ballots, suggesting they would be a fraudulent disaster. The president also raising eyebrows by suggesting that it would be up to the White House to approve a coronavirus vaccine, indicating he could overrule the FDA. But Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar assured on NBC's Today Show,
politics will play no role whatsoever in the approval of a vaccine.
First-time jobless claims were up by a relatively slight 4,000 last week from the week before. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Protests, some of them turning violent, held in several cities overnight since Kentucky's Attorney General announced yesterday that none of the 3 Louisville police officers who fired their guns during a deadly no-knock warrant drug raid will be charged with Breonna Taylor's death. One officer is facing endangerment charges after bullets he fired entered a neighboring apartment during that raid in March. At a protest in Chicago last night,
a message is sent again in America that black and brown lives mean nothing.
2 officers shot in Louisville there during a protest are expected to survive. Weekly jobless claims up for the first time in more than a month, not by much. The Labor Department reporting 870,000 workers filed first-time claims last week, 4,000 more than the previous week's revised total, because the increases came in Indiana, Kansas, and Illinois. You can find us online at usaradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hours ahead of his visit, supporters are already lined up to get a glimpse of President Trump as he's due in Jacksonville, Florida for a speech this evening at Cecil Airport. The appearance not scheduled till 7 Eastern time, but dozens of fans were already there as of 5 a.m. The president hoping to be in Jacksonville last month to have given his acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention, but that event was canceled because of COVID-19. 4 polls of Florida voters coming out yesterday showing just how tight the November election could be as Trump leads in one poll, trails in 2, and is tied with Joe Biden in the other. No candy, no chips, and no soda is what shoppers could find when they unload their grocery carts in the city of Berkeley, California soon. It's believed to be the first city in the nation to ban junk food from checkout lines. Proponents of that new ordinance say sugary and salty snacks and other foods are usually placed there purposely so kids will press their parents to buy it as they're checking out. Only items with 5 grams of added sugars or a specific amount of sodium will be allowed when the new rules begin in March. They won't be fully enforced until January of 2022. And Kraft Heinz is unveiling pumpkin spice mac and cheese. It's only going to be available, though, in Canada, and they'll only make 1,000 boxes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, I think it first starts with we've got to get this country back on track when it comes to the truth. And however and whatever it takes to get there, no doubt emotions are raw. We saw what happened in Louisville and other cities across the country, all on the heels of the indictment that came down for those police officers in the Breonna Taylor case. But also, which I found quite provocative, and at the same time, a bit, leaving one in a quandary, including Newt Gingrich. I don't know if you caught this. Megan Barth is with us right now, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. And Megan, I will first say good morning. Good to have you with us as always.
Well, thanks so much. Good to be with you as always.
And I was just starting to relate the story. I don't know if you caught this or not. Newt Gingrich was being interviewed by, he was the outnumbered candidate on Fox with Harris Faulkner and Melissa Francis and a couple of the other gals. And he brings up the name of George Soros. And all of a sudden, you can tell that somebody's trying, the production room was trying to get a hold of, of Melissa Francis to get her to stop Newt Gingrich from talking about Soros. And so she awkwardly echoed something back to Newt Gingrich that it wasn't appropriate to bring up Soros' name in so many words, that he was behind all this funding of anarchists on the streets of America. And of course, Marie Harf, who is a partisan, participant. I was going to use another word, not fair, but I'll leave it at that. You can title her however you want, but clearly she's partisan, part of the Obama administration. And she states, yes, I agree that George Soros has nothing to do with this. And Newt Gingrich was like in this very pregnant pause of, well, I guess that's foreboding. I guess you're not supposed to bring up George Soros on Fox, on the Fox News Channel anymore.
Yeah, so it was a very interesting exchange. I saw that last week. And you wonder, George Soros has paid for quite a bit as far as in the destruction of this country and the destruction of law and order. I remember when I lived in California over a decade ago, he was one of the first to fund Kamala Harris's AG campaign. So for years and years and years, he has been funding attorneys general, secretaries of state, DA offices, you can see across the country exactly how much he has placed, sometimes millions of dollars, into DA races. In Philadelphia, for example, he put in, I think, $1 million to get the DA elected. In Chicago, Los Angeles, he's now putting in tens of thousands of dollars to try to unseat the current DA. And what you find is, for example, in San Francisco, that DA, who is basically the love child of Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, the terrorist who shot cops, threatened cops, and threatened many people, Barack Obama's mentor, Bill Ayers. Mm-hmm. So the DA in San Francisco is also a recipient of his money, and he wants to defund the police, just like Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris says she wants to reimagine policing, but no one can tell us what that imagination looks like.
Right, exactly.
We have a sense of what that looks like because of the absolute chaos and anarchy going on in our streets, because the DAs that George Soros has funded refuse to enforce the law. They refuse to charge these people with arson. They refuse to charge these people with a whole host of crimes in the name of social justice. And there was also another piece, which will be on my newsletter this weekend, that George Soros' son, I hear George Soros is dead and his son is running everything, but that's not confirmed, that they're putting in another, I think it was $250 million into this justice movement, as they call it, these quote-unquote peaceful protests. One thing I did notice, Bill, and I don't know if you noticed it in Louisville last night, was the terrorist, loudmouth terrorist, who is in charge of the Women's March, Linda Sasour, was down in Louisville. Mm-hmm. What the hell is she doing in Louisville?
Exactly. Well, of course.
I thought we were in the middle of a virus.
Yeah,
I thought she lived in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only reason I could see that Linda Sasour, the terrorist in charge of the Women's March, is she wants to travel across state lines to incite a riot.
Yes. Well, it's like Surf's Up, Megan. Wherever, you know, when there is agitation like this, the agitators are, you know, birds of a feather. They're going to flock. That's, she's real clear in what is happening. But the big question that I heard, in fact, we've been traveling from California to Florida. We're in Georgia right now. We've gone through 9-10 states, went through Louisville, and 2 days ago, or day before yesterday, and you could feel the tension. I mean, there were already added police officers on the street in anticipation that there was going to be, there was going to be the disturbance there on the streets, because the police already had a heads up that, no matter what, short of, lynching all of the officers involved in the Breonna Taylor case, that wasn't going to satisfy the mob. They were looking to create problems, and sure enough, they did. And of course, two police were shot last night.
Yeah, I don't know the details about the shooting of the police officers, but when I heard that, my mind immediately went back to the snipers of the Black Lives Matter movement in Dallas, who took out five police officers.
Exactly.
And that was snipers, and yes, it was during the Black Lives Matter march. I always wondered how the snipers knew where to post up and take out police officers, especially when no permit was pulled for that march, but that's a whole other story. What we have and what we're witnessing here is history repeating itself, not only with the violence of Black Lives Matter and the destruction of Black Lives Matter, but a false narrative being peddled by the mainstream media that is creating and fomenting this violence.
Mm-hmm.
I have never hung out with a drug dealer. I've never hung out in a trap house. I've never resisted arrest. I've never sold drugs. I've never been associated with anyone that sold drugs.
Followed the advice of Chris Rock. See, Chris Rock said there's common sense things you do so that you don't get yourself in trouble. And you just listed.
And Breonna Taylor, I think she was a nurse. However,
EMT, right?
She was a drug user. Her boyfriend was a felon. He was evading arrest. He was resisting arrest. He was resisting a warrant. That we were told that it was a no-knock raid. Actually, no, they knocked.
Yes.
And, They knocked. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how the whole no-knock raid came up. But see, this tells you the goal of Black Lives Matter.
Right.
It's much like George Soros and his DAs. You basically just break the law and create chaos and then blame everybody else for it.
Well, speaking of the officers that were shot last night, it's being reported by Epoch Times that a suspect has been identified in the shooting of those two Louisville officers amid this ongoing unrest that's taking place not only in Louisville, but in cities across the country. We've got more from the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, Megan Barth, after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, continues with us. Megan, the left's heads were exploding. It did not take long. Initially, when I got the news about the passing of RBG, I said, can we take a breath for just a moment? I have to admit I didn't agree with much of what RBG promoted in terms of her activism as a judge. But look, she served the country. Can she rest in peace? And no sooner does my tweet go out than we get a notice, I mean, from her granddaughter of her dying wish. And all of a sudden, you know, Katie, bar the door. You know, we're full-blown political now, and we've got to deal, which I thought was quite interesting. An activist judge to her dying breath decides to be, I guess the last words that she leaves for America is her final activistic statement saying, wait until the next president comes up before you fill my seat, if she in fact did say that.
Yeah, it's all hearsay. Rest in peace. Next, I don't really had it. I wanted to take a moment and pray, as normally we do, but Chuck Schumer was the first one to tweet out that this vacancy must not be filled. It wasn't even rest in peace, Ruth. We missed you, Ruth. You know, have fun crossing the Rainbow Bridge, Ruth, whatever. No, it was this seat better not be filled. So Chuck Schumer wasn't even in mourning. Chuck Schumer was the first one to make this political. You can witness now the meltdown of the violent left. Into a sobbing puddle, another mess, because of her passing. And all I have to say is rest in power.
Yeah.
That was the trending Twitter hashtag when she died. It wasn't rest in peace. And this is the big difference. And this should tell you everything you need to know about leftists. All they care about is power.
Yes.
Because they couldn't even say rest in peace. See, we treat humans as human beings. We want a human being when they pass to rest in peace. They treat human beings as objects of power that are dispensable and can be replaced with someone of equal or greater power.
Well, and that's
we have the power.
Yeah.
We have the power. So now they should rest in peace,
yeah,
or rest in power. So they can rest in our power. Our power is in the Senate. Our power is in the executive branch. So between those two, that's how, according to the Constitution, we have a constitutional obligation. I guess Lisa Murkowski doesn't. I guess Susan Collins doesn't. But we don't need those two fair-weather Republicans in name only. Never trust a moderate Republican. I've said this to her as long as I've been talking politics, because you will always be disappointed. Mm-hmm. We are still living with the moderate nature of George Bush, whether it is in the expansion of the police state through the TSA, or whether it is whether it is John Roberts, who sits on the Supreme Court, who gave us Obamacare. We
exactly.
will always be disappointed by moderates. However, those moderates have no power right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a conservative president. We have Mitch McConnell, who has affirmed and confirmed over 200 judges. So we're used to this. And we will have a new Supreme Court justice that is a originalist who reads the Constitution, applies it as written, like Scalia, and not a progressive judge who will change the Constitution according to their power and what they want to see in the world.
Exactly. Well, and that's therein lies the bottom line. And, you know, we knew right off the bat, it didn't take a genius to figure out who was going to be squishy here, including Mitt Romney. But even Mitt Romney somehow found connectivity with the U.S. Constitution and has agreed that he is in support of the president's nomination, and that he will offer advice and approval for said nominee, which we knew that he could be squishy, but he's now defined himself. So the numbers, even the Democrats admit, the numbers are with the Republicans. They can't stop it. And in light of all the shenanigans the Democrats are doing with mail-in voting and how they're acting to compromise the validity of this election, yet claiming at the same time it's the Republicans that are doing it, but all you have to do is look at the actions of what the Democrats are doing. In fact, they are doing everything they can to put this election into a compromise and into a lack of credibility. And so I said immediately that this could end up in the Supreme Court. If it does, we do not want eight justices. We need the full court sitting to hear. If it goes that far and they have to make a judgment, we need all nine. We do not need a 4-4 split.
Look, the Democrats have been plotting their revenge since Florida with George in the hanging chat.
In 2000,
they've never gotten over it.
No.
They have never gotten over it. And I find it quite odd that one of the first questions from a reporter at Trump's presser yesterday was, you know, will he just accept the election results and, you know, and make sure that there's a peaceful transfer of power? Why aren't they asking that of Joe Biden? Joe Biden was in the administration. Well, of course, Joe Biden's not taking any questions.
Mm-hmm.
But why is that? Why is that a question for Trump?
Yes. And Hillary Clinton already advised Biden not to give, no matter what, do not give up. That's what she said.
Correct. So
what does that mean?
What do they know? What do they know that we don't know?
Yes.
Well, what we know at least is that they have gone into every major state in the swing states or in the Rust Belt, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Wisconsin, and they've changed the voting laws. They've found judicial activist judges. And they've extended the time that you can count the ballots by a minimum of 3 days for as much as a week.
Exactly.
Some of the ballots don't have to be postmarked by election day. Hell, some of the ballots don't even need postmarks.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the ballots, like absentee ballots in North Carolina, don't even need signatures, believe it or not. That story is going to be breaking soon. So
see, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but all this is in the face of what needs to happen when there is a transition of power. You need expediency. You need this to happen as smoothly and quickly as possible. And what these activist judges are doing is they're slowing down the process. We already saw what happened under the Trump administration during their transition. Of course, little did we know, we suspected, but little did we know how activated the three-letter agencies like the CIA and FBI were in messing up and murking up the whole process themselves. But nobody holds them into account. Here is an outsider coming into Washington, D.C., for this exchange and this supposedly smooth transition of power from Barack Obama to Donald Trump. And what we're realizing is Barack Obama and company and that administration did everything they could to impede the smooth transition of power and to upend the will of 63 million voters. Thank you very much.
Right. And so we can expect chaos, much like we have witnessed over the 4 years, because that's the modus operandi of the Democrat Party. They live in a continuum of chaos. Never let a crisis go to waste, as Rahm Emanuel said.
Right.
And if a crisis doesn't exist, hell, they'll create one and they'll use their power against their political enemies.
And they've got Black Lives Matter on their side, right?
They will use their power by empowering the federal agencies against innocent citizens, whether that is an incoming president or whether it's a person associated with the campaign like Carter Page or General Flynn or a whole host of others. This is why Lindsey Graham said he hopes that they never see power again. It was not only the abuse of power by the Barack Obama administration and Joe Biden, but it was also the fact that how they treat people in order to politically destroy people, and that was like Brett Kavanaugh.
So, well, what I was referring to here...
Chaos.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there, but I was trying to refer to another important link at ReaganBabe.com you want to read on. Black Lives Matter linked to 91% of the 2020 riots. And you got to know that they are going to be the useful idiots of the Democratic Party in this, whether it's dealing with the replacement of RBG or the reelection of Donald Trump. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. There is more to come on the horizon. This is not a time to be discouraged and to lack courage. Courage is the order of the day. Megan Barr, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump under fire from Democrats and some establishment Republicans for not committing to a peaceful transition of power if he was to lose November's election. During a White House briefing yesterday, the president said we should see what happens, appearing to bring up his frustration again over mail-in ballots, suggesting they would be a fraudulent disaster. The president also raising eyebrows by suggesting that it would be up to the White House to approve a coronavirus vaccine, indicating he could overrule the FDA. But Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar assured on NBC's Today Show,
politics will play no role whatsoever in the approval of a vaccine.
First-time jobless claims were up by a relatively slight 4,000 last week from the week before. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, it's no secret today many Americans find themselves either unemployed, underemployed, or facing financial hardships. And in response, many lenders have offered temporary help on a variety of federally backed loans, including the big one, home mortgages. Under the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security CARES Act, borrowers are eligible for mortgage forbearance for up to 12 months, which has provided millions of homeowners with a short-term financial relief they desperately need. Forbearance allows homeowners to temporarily suspend or reduce their monthly mortgage payment while they regain their financial footing. But what happens when the forbearance period ends? Well, fortunately for us, Donna Corley is with us. She's the Executive Vice President of Single Family Business at Freddie Mac. Donna, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
You know, thank you for having me. It's a scary time for so many homeowners struggling to make their mortgage payments during the pandemic. So I'm happy to be able to be here to be able to explain the relief options that Freddie Mac has available.
Well, good. Let's talk about the options homeowners have if they are struggling to pay their mortgage, and exactly what is forbearance and how does it help?
Yeah, so Freddie Mac has an option called forbearance, which is a long word to simply say you have the ability to pause making your mortgage payments if you are experiencing a hardship. So you can temporarily suspend up to a year without penalty. So you have the time you need to be able to get back on your feet. So you should call your mortgage company, the company that you would normally send your payment to, and they'll be able to get you on a forbearance plan. But it's important to remember, forbearance does not mean forgiveness. You will have to make up the missed payments at the end.
Now, in making up those missed payments, I guess it would vary from one company to another. But theoretically, in terms of helping them get through in over these next 12 months or so that's needed, do they make partial payments, or is there a balloon payment at the end? How does this exactly work?
You know, it's a great question. And if you're... loan is owned by Freddie Mac. We have a whole bunch of different options that can suit your needs. So your mortgage company will help you identify which is best. But let me give you a couple of examples, right? If you're able to go back and make your old monthly payment, the amount that you were paying before forbearance, then you can go back and pay that, and then the missed amounts would be due at the very end of the mortgage. If you have a little bit extra and you can make your old payment plus, well, then you can, you know, pay back the money due even faster. And if you're unfortunately not even able to return to the prior payment, we have options where you would have a reduced mortgage amount that you would pay every month and would extend the end date of your mortgage. So there's really a ton of flexibility out there. While you have the option to pay at the end of forbearance, we never require a lump sum payment. So I want to make sure borrowers know that.
Well, that's good. Donna, when you basically you're deferring the payment, is interest accruing along the way here, or what happens in that regard?
It is not. So part of the relief that we are providing is that it is not accruing with interest, and there's no penalties, and even during forbearance, your credit is not being impacted by this.
Well, that was my next question, if this was going to impact. You guys have thought of everything on this. This is awesome, because this is really, this is truly helpful. I mean, you know, you think about, people who find themselves in this situation. This is a tough, tough experience. I mean, last thing people want to do is lose their home, have their credit compromised, and, not even start all over. It's like you start behind the starting line, you know?
It is. It is such a scary time. And, you know, millions are in this situation. And so, thinking through all these different details is something that we take great pride in, and making sure that we have solutions available.
See, this is the beauty to me of this country, is that when we work together and do right by everybody, it's a win-win proposition, because the last thing that mortgage companies want is foreclosures. I mean, they don't win in that situation. It becomes a lose-lose proposition in, you know, what the CARES Act is doing for everybody, including mortgage companies those that owe the money to the mortgage companies, the homeowners. This makes it a positive experience to get through this tough time, because we all have to get there, you know, together, as we say, right?
Exactly. We all benefit by all helping each other through this difficult time.
Well, Donna, what happens, you kind of touched on this a little bit, so the loan forbearance period ends. What happens?
So as your period is ending, contact your mortgage company, and talk to them about all those different repayment options that I touched on. And given your situation, they'll figure out which of those plans is best suited for you and really help get you on a path to becoming current again and caught up on your mortgage.
You don't have to deal with a decision about the forbearance until you come to that 12-month period, right? Is that what you're telling me?
Correct. Correct. Every couple months, you'll probably be checking in with your mortgage company, and they'll be assessing, all right, what is the situation? But you can keep extending your forbearance period up to that full year.
Donna, and I'm glad you said that, because that's what I hear repeatedly from mortgage companies, is we appreciate when people are in touch with us. Don't forget about us. I mean, this is in a sense, we're partners with our mortgage companies, right? And just like if the shoe was on the other foot, we would want to hear from them to know that all is well, it's moving along, we're progressing, maybe even a little bit of positive good news, like it looks like we're coming out of this. you know, my husband got a new job or whatever, to give them some kind of, because everybody likes to hear good news, right?
Exactly. Whatever your situation is, I feel like we have tools and options for that situation. So, you know, be in contact with your mortgage company, letting them know, you know, if you want to start making partial payments, that is an option. If you're able to return to your full payments, that's an option. So it's just keeping them up to date on your situation, and it'll benefit everybody.
Well, we're talking with Donna Corley, Executive Vice President with Single Family Business with Freddie Mac, and we're talking about, you know, about mortgages and what many of us are dealing with in terms of being unemployed, underemployed, and, you know, the threat of our mortgage coming into the crosshairs here. And Freddie Mac has some great ideas, and she's been sharing them with us. Who qualifies, Donna, for these options, and how do homeowners enroll?
You know, we make it very, very simple. If Freddie Mac owns your loan and you're experiencing any type of hardship, you are eligible for forbearance. So whether or not you lost your job or just lost, you know, hours that you used to have as part of your job, so just contact your mortgage company, explain your situation, and they will help get you enrolled and on your way.
Well, Donna, is there anything else that you want to share with our audience before we wrap this up?
You know, I want to encourage homeowners to visit FreddieMac.com. And our hashtag HelpStartsHere guide, it really lays out all of these mortgage relief options that we've been talking about. And it's an interactive experience that's incredibly easy to use and, you know, helps explain a lot of these words that and terms that people have never had to think about before. We also have a tool that helps you identify if Freddie Mac owns your loan. So please check it out and know that it's already helped millions of homeowners in a similar situation.
Now, I'm glad you said that, because some people go, Freddie Mac, I'm not even sure if they own my loan or not. And there is a tool right there at the website that they can check out and determine if Freddie Mac owns or not, right?
There is. So please take you know, look at that. And, you know, if it turns out that we don't, then your mortgage company will be able to help you identify who does and what options that they have available.
Well, under the Corona Aid Relief and Economic Security Act, the CARES Act, borrowers are eligible for mortgage forbearance for up to 12 months, which has provided millions of homeowners with the short-term financial relief they desperately need. And I think you got a better idea of what is available to you. So, again, you don't want to walk. You want to run to the resources that Donna has spelled out for us. Donna, again, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Go to FreddieMac.com. Hashtag HelpStartsHere is your guide. So thanks so much for having me.
Donna Corley, thank you. Have a great day.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again, so refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 117-12. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Thailand is receiving the gospel through an avenue only God could ordain. A blind, elderly Buddhist monk who broadcasts the Life Answers radio program in his temple 2.5 hours daily. When he first heard about Jesus, there was no church nearby to explain the gospel, and the seed fell on rocky soil. Recently, gospel workers made contact, explained Jesus, and gave the monk a Bible and devotional literature, which his family reads aloud daily. 2 months later, the relationship continues and may lead this monk and family to accept Jesus. Once again, we see that when we are faithful in declaring the gospel, God can use our efforts in ways beyond our imagination to deliver the life-saving gospel message.
To read more unique stories of God at work through the Tide Ministry radio programs in Thailand and other regions of the world, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Well, let me tell you, I can't wait till more of us get to go to the lobby. I think we're all a little bit of, movie popcorn deficient, just saying. Steve Evans, coming up next.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
He is the movie guy, live from Hollywood, California, still the movie capital of the world, the one and only Steve-O Evans. Steve-O, how we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine, and you shouldn't have any trouble getting into the lobby because it won't be very crowded once you're there. Yeah, we have the numbers here this weekend. For last weekend, Tenet was number one, making $4.7 million. We have The New Mutants making about $1.6 million. Infidel number three, Unhinged number four, Broken Hearts Gallery number five. And basically this list hasn't really changed all that much in the last couple of weeks, that people just aren't showing up at the theaters.
Well, let me ask you this. The idea comes. I know there's been a blight, and you've got a lot of people on standby. This COVID has things shut down. Movie houses see these kind of numbers, and I'm sure some of them are trying to think, okay, how much longer is it going to be? And dare we enter into one of these mega expensive projects in light of the current, the current environment?
Well, here's the deal. I mean, a lot of movie studios, we'll use Disney as an example. They are, years ahead. I mean, they work, a couple of years ahead. Mm-hmm. So they've already backed off about 10 of their releases to 2021. I mean, we have a whole list of titles that were going to be coming out in 2020. However, they backed them all off to 2021. So I think most people are thinking, we're in for, at least another 3 or 4 months of this before things really start to turn around.
Do you think that's soon, Steve-O?
Well, I don't know. Who knows? I just think,
I hope you're right. I mean, there's no question. Entertainment needs to get back in position again, because the natives here, we're restless. We need to have, we understand, we got to understand what entertainment is all about. It's an amusement. It is what takes our mind off of the, you know, the reality of life. But we've got to get on top of this, you know, this prevalent fear factor that is, that has consumed us.
Well, I think it's all about managing the virus, and that's, you know, what it's all about. I mean,
how do you manage a virus? How do you manage a virus?
Well, I think, you know, California, without getting too far off topic here, but
no,
California,
that's okay.
I think, has done a sensible thing. I mean, we have four different zones or levels, and there's purple, there's red, there's orange, and there's yellow. And, you know, as it depends upon the number of cases in your particular area, and we happen to be purple in L.A. County, as in San Francisco, and that area as well. But once you get the numbers down, then you can start to open up a little more, and it's kind of like managing things until they come along with a vaccine. I think that, you know, and that seems to make sense to me. And we'll just have to see how it goes. Everybody is waiting, of course, for the vaccine. So
yeah, the psychological impact is what I measure, and I'm thinking,
well, you know, entertainment is out there, but yes. I think what we're missing, the psychological part, is we're missing getting together. I mean,
yes.
I love going to a theater.
I miss you, Steve-O. I do. I miss us getting together and putting our hand in the same popcorn box without a fence, you know?
Well, people do miss that experience, they do.
Yes.
So I think that's what we're, because we have a lot out, you know, as far as entertainment, like we can get into it now. Coming out on Netflix, for instance, this weekend, we have a movie here called The Devil All the Time. 65% are recommending this, and it has an amazing cast. It is a dark psychological thriller. I could go into the whole plot, but it would take most of the report here. But it has an amazing cast here. Tom Holland, Bill Skarsgård, Riley Keough, Jason Clarke. We have Chris Evans, Robert Pattinson, Mia Wasikowska. And it is what they're called a psychological thriller set in 2020 America. It examines the themes of evil, religion, and the abuse of power in a rural small town. We have a young man devoted to protecting his loved ones in this town, which is full of corruption and sinister characters. Check out the trailer. It's called The Devil All the Time. If you're looking for a little entertainment this weekend, 65% of the critics would recommend that you see that one.
Only in a small town, Steve-O.
Well, check out the trailer. This is a very cool idea, and I was unaware of the Enola Holmes series of books. I mean, they've been written, I guess, by Nancy Springer, I guess. And this is a series of books about Sherlock Holmes' younger sister. And in this movie, it's played by Millie Bobby Brown. It's on streaming services this weekend. Here's the idea. You have a series of books, Nancy Springer, centers around Enola, the younger sister of Mycroft and Sherlock. Sherlock Holmes in the movie being played by Henry Cavill. Now, she lives in the family home with her mother, being played by Helena Bonham Carter. Together, they play sports and practice martial arts, and they engage in strategy games, generally doing everything that women in the Victorian era aren't supposed to do. But when her mother disappears without a trace, Enola's world turned upside down, so she seeks out her brother, Sherlock Holmes, to help her solve the mystery. She runs away, but on her quest to find her mother, she gets caught up in a different mystery. 89% are recommending this one out this weekend. It's rated PG-13, one for the whole family. Yeah. Check it out, Enola Holmes. I had no idea that Sherlock had a younger sister.
Yeah, and 89%, that's good.
Yeah, it is good. Another one here getting 84% of the critics recommending Misbehavior. It's out this weekend. Another great cast. We have Greg Kinnear, Keira Knightley in this one, Guga Magatha-Bra. We also have Leslie Manville in this one. This is about a team of women back in 1970. They hatch a plan to disrupt the 1970 Miss World Beauty Competition being held in London. Once again, a great trailer. Check it out. A wonderful time and a wonderful cast. You might want to check out Misbehavior on the streaming platforms this weekend. Another one here, which was big up at Sundance this year, called Kajillion. Wonderfully unpredictable, they say. This is on the streaming services this weekend. This is about a woman's life being turned upside down when her criminal parents invite an outsider to join them on a major heist that they're planning. This is starring Evan Rachel Wood, Gina Rodriguez, Deborah Winger, and Richard Jenkins in this one. You've got these two card artists. They have spent 26 years training their only daughter to swindle and to scam and to steal at every turn. During a desperate and hastily conceived heist, they charm a younger stranger into joining them only to have their world turned upside down. It's out there this weekend on the streaming services. Kajillion is the name of that one.
Kajillion? Kajillionaire.
Kajillionaire. Did I
okay.
think? Yeah, Kajillionaire. Yes. Let's
No worries.
Another movie, rated R, it's called Ava, out this weekend. This, once again, it's not getting great reviews, but it has a terrific cast and a great director. Tate Taylor did this. He was the one that directed Girl on the Train a while back. It's called Ava, 31% recommending. Ava's a deadly assassin, played by Jessica Chastain, who works for a black arts organization traveling the globe, specializing in high-profile hits. When a job goes dangerously wrong, she's forced to fight for her own survival. Everybody is getting great reviews for their performances in this movie, but they say that the plot is a bit far-fetched. So you can check out that one, Ava, out this weekend. And here is an idea. I love the idea of this movie. This was also up at Sundance. It's a documentary. But about something totally frivolous. It's called Ottolenghi and the Cakes of Versailles. This is a documentary. It's following the chef Yotam Ottolenghi on his quest to bring the sumptuous art and decadence of Versailles to life in cake form at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. And this is where they're taking the idea of, you know, things were popular in Versailles back in the day and recreating them for this big show at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. You ever been over to Versailles? Ever checked that out?
No, I have not, but I love the idea. I'll tell you a story one day about Versailles. And, maybe I can tell you, because we just went through Kentucky. And a friend of ours was from San Diego, and he was visiting, and I used to have offices in Lexington across from UK. And there's a town next door, called, they say Versailles. They don't say Versailles, they say Versailles. And the guy from San Diego is brain damaged. He goes, no, come on, you know, you can't do this. So we pull in, we happen to be going to another city, and in a rush we pull into this fast food restaurant, and we're in the drive through. And my buddy says to the gal waiting on us, says, would you do me a favor, would you tell my friend where we are? And she looks at her friend in a quizzical kind of look and says, Burger King. So the mystery still continues between Versailles and Versailles. But yes, okay, there's my Versailles story.
It is, you know, I mean, it is. We were over there a couple of years ago, and it's just an amazing place to see. And the opulence and how those people lived, at least, you know, the very few who were royalty back in the day. The rest of the people had a little tough time making ends meet, but it certainly was a different
so
life.
So the rest of us could only hope to get cake, right?
I love the
so to speak.
Cake, absolutely.
Yes, right.
So it's a great doc, Ottolenghi and the Cakes of Versailles, or Versailles, depending upon what
you're we dare you to come away and not want to go straight to the confectionery section.
Oh,
no, right?
Man, that's the problem with a movie like that.
Yeah, it'll set you
speaking
up.
Speaking of Burger King and things such like that, we also have a Richard Jenkins film, which was up at Sundance this year, being released only in theaters. It's called The Last Shift. And in this Stanley is played by Richard Jenkins, and it's about his last shift at the Oscar Chicken and Fish. 64% recommending that one, so you might want to check it out.
Sounds like our last gig at the last radio station we ever worked at, right?
Right.
We could substitute it with that, the last shift.
That's true, for many, many years.
Bring back
there
some
you
memories.
Go.
All right, that's all we got?
That's it.
That's plenty, right?
That's
so get
funny.
Out there to the movie theater, support them. Yes, we will turn the corner, and once again, we'll be able to share popcorn like normal humanoids one more time at the Cineplex. He is the movie guy, live from Hollywood, California, Steve Evans. Hey, we'll see you there, and we'll be socially distanced appropriately, and hands in your own popcorn box. You know the rules. All right,
that's
buddy.
It.
Thank you much, man. Take care. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender. Not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry?
Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of a life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.